This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello there. It's Em and Dave.
Hello. How are you?
Can we talk about Friday really quickly? And we ended up in the pub.
You can talk about Friday. I didn't really do much on Friday.
No,
you
no.
did. You did yeah. bits.
So it was Ash's last day on Friday. Shock horror.
Who?
Maybe. And we said, do you know what, we'll do something mad. We'll go to the pub and have one to toast you. Because myself and Dave were due to go into a big meeting at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And get back to work. So we said we'll go for one. Not at all.
I was just like, I have to get my hair cut at 11 because I have that meeting at 12. And so I was like,
I'll pop in and say hello.
I'll have a glass and I'll, you know, toast to you and then I'll go. And then I came back from my haircut and the meeting was still, or the drinks were still going on, and it was like, yeah, the meeting's cancelled.
Yeah.
It was like, we're not going to do that. We're just going to sit in the pub. I was like, what the fuck is this place? The barman kept seeing me go and like leave
and come back.
And he was just like, are you the only one working? And I was like, yeah. Even though that was a total fucking lie.
Something like that. God almighty, I felt like I was on a 6-year holiday having alcohol at that hour of the morning. I actually was like, am I 17 again?
It was fun though.
My 18 again.
It was fun.
It was.
I want to
really
do that. I'd love to do that like once every quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Finish the show, go to the pub. Because at least we know where to go now.
Exactly. You know where it's open at that time, exactly. Half 10 in the morning. And then you're home at like lunchtime. The dream.
The dream.
Anyway, listen, enjoy today's show. The Golden Ticket made its big return. And I got an absolute slagging for a solid half an hour of the show. So, hey, fully charged. Catch you back in the morning at 7. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Let's go. Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning. How are we? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Welcome to a brand new week.
We were only chatting this morning, getting into the lift with another colleague who works in the building, saying that apparently the brighter mornings are within touching distance at this stage.
I cannot. Bloody wait.
I know.
I'm so excited.
It's my favourite time of the year in the show.
The thing about this is that when it gets a little bit brighter later on in the year, like maybe, I'd say this time a month from now, it'll be bright and stuff.
Yeah.
But then the clocks are going to change. And then in 2 weeks, then for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be dark again, but then it'll come back. If you're up as early as us, it's fantastic.
It's always a funny one, isn't it? Yeah, because you get into the routine of, oh, this is it. Oh, no, no, it goes away again. And then the clocks are going forward at the end of March. So that is actually only 6 weeks from now. We're getting there, lads.
That's so exciting.
It's not as cold this week. I've never actually sat there and had to look ahead so much to know that if I could be hopeful. It's just been so cold the last little while. I was looking ahead and I was like, 14 degrees feels like 14.
When is it 14? Was it 14 last night?
I think Wednesday is very mild or something. And there's a bit of rain dusting around throughout the day, but nothing too hectic. The better days are coming. The brighter days are ahead. It's Em and Dave. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning to you.
Good morning. How are we? I spent the weekend down in Cork.
I absolutely adored your Instagram stories this weekend, Dave.
Did you?
Oh, very lovely.
It was unbelievable, right? I went to Fota Wildlife Park.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I said it was a zoo on my Instagram story, and I'd say they saw that and I went, David, it's not a zoo.
Kind of is.
It's a wildlife park.
It's a zoo.
Yeah, it's a wildlife.
It's a zoo and they have a bit more space.
But I was kind of like, I love a zoo. I love a wildlife park, should I say. Whenever I'm going to like any sort of, if I'm in a city break or something, I'm like, well, we check out, you know, see what kind of animals they have around and stuff like that, and see if it's better than Dublin Zoo. It rarely is. Mm. I'll tell you that much. But I will say that Fota Wildlife Park is the greatest place ever.
I would actually agree with you on that.
It is unbelievable. If you ever are in Cork, forget the rest of the county. Just go to Fota Wildlife Park. It is so, so good. The thing I like about it is, you know, you walk into Dublin Zoo and it's just like, oh, there's ducks and there's monkeys. Mm. And if you want to see, you know, the other stuff, you got to walk a good bit, and there's different areas of the map and it's quite large. You walk into Fota Wildlife, boom, cheetah.
Yeah.
Like straight away, boom. In your face, there's a cheetah. And you're like, whoa!
It's a cheetah!
It's a real-life cheetah,
like,
right there.
There's the car park, there's a cheetah.
It was so cool. And, like, you're so much closer. I feel like the difference is between, and I understand one is a zoo and one's a wildlife park, but like you're so close in photo.
No, unbelievably. And then you think you wouldn't be so close because you think, oh, they have more room, they're likely to be further away from you. But yeah, it's actually not the case.
They don't seem as nervous about you as Dublin Zoo's animals. Mm. They don't seem as bothered by you. Yeah. Or like they want to hide away from you, which I thought was really interesting.
Were the giraffes out? Because I was there for Christmas and the giraffes were in.
Giraffes were out and they were massive. Like, I know that's a stupid thing to say about a giraffe. Obviously, they're massive. But there was one that was like the biggest giraffe I've ever seen. It was like an old dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
It's actually fascinating. Do you ever wonder, I was thinking about this because I was at photo over Christmas with my niece, and I was thinking, like, do you know if they ever want to have a lie down, how do they ever have the strength to pull themselves back up with their neck being so large? They're incredible looking.
I think I'd probably take the neck off last. Do you know what I mean? So if I was lying down, my neck.
So like, how would you go with the legs first?
I think the legs first, and then they'd lift their neck.
It would take a while, wouldn't it?
It would take an awful while. Yeah, Emma's here trying with the neck. So yeah, the cheetahs straight away. Then you saw bison, which are like giant cows, which are so, so cool. Wallabies were just roaming around, as well as peacocks and like pelicans and stuff like that. It's the most bizarre place ever.
And like, how do they trust the wallabies not to go out to the car park? They'd just be strolling around chatting.
There was a tiger. There was three tigers, but one was like, I think, the male tiger. And we were so close to him. Like, me and the tiger were as close as me and you are right now.
I know.
Like, you're talking less than 2 meters.
I saw your Instagram story about said tiger, and when we were going before Christmas, my dad said, oh, there's a new tiger just after arriving in the last few days. You'll probably see him. And at the time, same lad that you saw, we were like fascinated by him. We're like, he was only there and he was kind of pacing his territory. It was like his first couple of days getting into it. And like that, we were like, kind of, me and my niece Florence were kind of crouched down beside a hedge, and literally his like nose was going by us. It was amazing.
It's so,
to be so
cool.
Close
it's
to
so, so cool. Yeah, animals, so yeah. I would 100% recommend. And the rhinos, I saw the rhinos and they were the biggest things there. I honestly felt like a child again.
But honestly, aren't the rhinos unbelievable? They actually look, I thought they looked like Pokemon.
Yeah.
The big arses on them. No, and the way it looks like they're wearing armour rather than skin.
I thought the exact same thing. It looked like armour. So yeah, if you are ever in Cork, forget the rest of the county, go to Fota.
And it is one of those things, they say like, oh, it's like a good experience for the kids and the adults. It's like, no, it actually is.
Lift gets at home.
Yeah, fine.
Recharged.
So it's day six. I'm entering day six as a dog owner.
Look at you.
Life is completely different.
I honestly didn't think you'd get this far.
I know. It's actually going so well. I'm falling deeper in love with the little animal every day. He's unbelievable. And he is now successfully sleeping in his crate and not having any accidents in it overnight.
Okay, amazing.
Legend.
Great. Well done, Seamus.
Yeah, he's a little pet, literally. But over the weekend, I really noticed something that, and I noticed it from the second I got him and when I first kind of left the house with him, but your interactions in public have completely changed.
Yeah.
And it makes me think that there's a whole world out there, if you share anything in common with someone like that, like the visibility of a dog, it just opens up doors left, right and centre. My walks outside have never been more fun. I'm exhausted coming home from all the chan.
Really? I think I'd hate that.
No, you think you would.
No,
would
I really know. I feel like I'd hate it.
I don't think you would.
I'd have to put my earphones in. And yeah, Grant Seamus can come along, but yeah, isn't he? He is gorgeous. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's 6 weeks old. Yeah. No, he's a lab. Okay, see you later.
That's literally exactly what does be going on,
I would
right?
go around with a sign on me. Yes, he's cute. Yes, he's a lab. 6 weeks old. Goodbye. Can't deal.
That's pretty much everything that actually means. Thanks. Yeah, we were off a little stroll over the weekend and we like don't go far. He's only a little lad. We just went over to a neighbouring estate. They have a big massive green and we were kind of walking around there and there is a stream kind of through the middle of it. And he was getting really needy for a bit of a cuddle. So we just kind of sat down in the hill, just me and him, just taking the world in for a few minutes, sitting at the stream. Like, when would I ever sit at a stream?
So he doesn't want to sit at the stream. He wants to sit with you.
Yeah, he's obsessed with me.
Oh no.
He'll get better. He's only a baba.
Yeah.
And that was only like day two. He's like a bit more independent now.
That's literally a real insight into me as a parent. Like a kid to be crying. I'm like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? What do you need from me?
I was born yesterday. I don't know what the world is.
I'm like, I don't know. What do you want?
Be nice to me.
Go into the stream. Go enjoy it.
So anyway, chilling out with this stream and this woman's across the stream with her own dog like throwing a ball and she kind of just arrives as we're sitting there and sure Seamus is taking it all in, watching the whole world go by, head flicking between the fetch or whatever. And she kind of looks over and says, my eyesight isn't great, but is that a little puppy I see? Yeah, this is Seamus. Yeah, yes, lovely. I said, what's your fella's name? And we were chatting over and back that her fella was a rescue and blah, blah, blah. This interaction went on and on. We exchanged names. She was talking about how it's going to be a long road until he's not as needy, blah, 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 blah.
Exchanged like names of you or the puppies?
Both.
Right.
Both, both, both. A few minutes later, we walked past a guy with a massive lab, and Seamus was terrified. He had to kind of sit still, and he walked towards us and said, "Is it only his first couple of days with you?"
Stop.
And I said, "It is."
That's cute when people know that.
Yeah, he said, "He's a lovely little lad. It'll get better in a few days," because I obviously looked like absolutely, I look like a banshee, to be honest with you. Then myself and my boyfriend Jack were walking into the shop the other day, and this guy with a young boxer, the boxer was pulling towards Seamus and all the rest, blah, blah, blah. And he was a guy from the country with the most lovely accent. I couldn't figure out where it was from, but he was like, "Sorry, but that, my fella's just a pup." And I was like, "Oh," and he goes, "But not a pup like your fella." And then he was just kind of just so overwhelmed with his dog's reaction that we were just kind of laughing.
And he
just goes, "My fella's a mad bee altogether." Cool, have a good day.
Obviously, I suppose the interactions you'd never have if you didn't have Seamus.
Kids and parents speaks for themselves, really. "Can I pet your puppy?" Absolutely, the parents come over for a hello. And my favourite was just yesterday morning, strolling down, and we passed my bus stop, and this woman who I don't know is, and I kind of forgot about the dog, started running towards me. So I just kind of started, "Oh God, like, I hope this woman's okay." And she's got her phone out, and she's like, "It has her phone." She's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about this. I just have to get something on my phone." And I was like, "Yeah, are you all right?" And she was like, "Yeah, yeah. Just give me a second. I have to find it." She was looking back to see if the bus was coming while opening up her phone and whatever. And I was like, "Is everything okay?" And she said, "I have to show you a picture of my nephew's dog. He's the image of your dog."
Oh, for God's sake.
I was honestly in a bit of a panic, going, "There's something wrong. This woman needs help. No, just give me a second." And then the bus arrived.
I think you're right.
"I can't find the bloody picture. I can't find it. I'm sorry. I must go. Have a lovely day."
For God's sake.
We're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. All right. This week on the show, we're teaming up with Easy Living Interiors. Their winter sale ends on Sunday with reductions on sofas, dining, bedroom and home accessories.
Massive respect to everyone who's still in their winter sale, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do love that.
Except for a walk yesterday evening.
Is it not still winter?
No, it is. But you know, the way a lot of the time they'd wrap at the end of January, the January sales.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
I love this. Yeah. It was like final clearance I saw on a few big red signs over the weekend. And I was like, I'm not in a spending place at this time of the month, but if I was, but like, I'd be in for a goo.
Is it one of those things where it's, you know, the way clothes change every season and it's like, that's so last season and stuff like that. Is it the same for couches? Like, are you looking at a couch and going, "Oh my God, that's so December 2024?
I hope not. But we were talking to a painter on the show last week who said that grey is out.
I do enjoy that grey is out. Millennial grey is out, because that needs to go.
That was all over TikTok and everything for ages, wasn't it? Just everything was grey.
I feel like millennials just kind of got sick of it and were like, "Stop this. This is rotten." Or boom. Or like, actually not millennials, but Gen Z look at it and went, "No, this is rotten."
Do you know what my sister said to me a couple of weeks ago? We were trying on a pair of flare jeans and I thought they were the coolest thing ever. And I was like, "Laura, you have to get the jeans. They're class." I was like, "They're so in. They're so cool." And she was like, "I actually don't need you. I don't need to know what's in. It's too stressful. Because I feel like I need everything."
Yeah,
you get what I mean?
That's fair. I love Laura for that. That's
like, "I'd actually rather you didn't tell me what's in. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm wearing my skinny jeans."
See, that's what I like. I want to do that.
Save me a few bob for me holidays.
I feel like if you're going to Easy Living Interiors, get a few bits, get some colour. A bit of colour now would be nice.
I love it now. You know what I'd love? Now, like, orange couch. Something real statement.
Something that would pop, Emma.
Yeah.
Something that would pop. You know, someone walk in your gaff and go, "Oh, now that pops." That's what people say about furniture, isn't it?
I get it, yeah. Easy Living Interiors is the ultimate destination for designing your dream home, and stores at Liffey Valley Retail Park, Sandyford, Belgard Retail Park. Can I speak?
Retail
Park.
There you go.
Tala and Gulliver's Retail Park in Santry. So a €200 gift card to spend there every single day this week on the show. It's Natasha. Hello and how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're
good, thank you.
Good. What's going on? How was your weekend?
Quiet.
Very quiet. Very nice. That's good. You need that every now and again. And what's the plan for the day?
Absolutely.
Who's there right now with you?
You're looking after that person, whoever that is, I presume. Are you, Natasha?
Yeah, we're just getting him ready for a crash.
Oh, very good.
How is he finding crash? Does he love it or hate it?
I loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Class. It must be nice not to have the screaming at the door when you're trying to get off to work, whatever you have to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, we'd love to sort you out with a €200 gift card to spend at Easy Living Interiors on this morning's show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show Dave some items sold in Easy Living, and what he needs to do is, without saying the word that I'm displaying, he needs to describe what I'm holding up without using that word, okay?
Right.
Basically, if I get 3 correct, you will win that voucher, Natasha. So I can say is I'm sorry if this doesn't happen, but I'm going to try my very best for you. I'm going to try my absolute best for you.
Yeah, exactly, come on, let's go. All
here
right,
go.
Now, 3, 2, 1.
All right, Natasha. It's not a carpet, it's a...
grub.
Yes, that's it. It's where you sit for dinner. You sit at the on your chairs and you sit at the
table.
Yeah, perfect. And this is what you might have in an office and you put your computer on it.
Table?
Yeah, what's another word for a table? An office?
Yeah.
What is it?
Death.
Yes, yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah. Nice one, Natasha. With time to spare as well, you have just won yourself a €200 gift card to Easy Living Interiors. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Right.
Is there a few bits you have in your mind?
Yeah, I'll absolutely have a few bits to do now.
She can go and have a look. A little look, isn't
that
nice,
Natasha? She's in her head already, lads.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, Natasha, have a great day and thanks for listening.
Good luck, Natasha.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Talk to you later. Another chance for you to win with Easy Living Interiors after 9 on tomorrow's show. You're on Spin.
Recharged.
Just gone 7:45. Hope all is good.
Morning.
Yeah, do you remember after the last storm, so much of the country was left like in an awful state after...
Yeah, and only like a little, like only a couple of people are only getting it done like in the last 2 weeks or last week or something.
Totally. And people were without water for such a long, long time. Yesterday, like afternoon, I was like washing the dishes after lunch and I was like, God, the water pressure is mad low. Anyway, thought no more of it. Until my housemate was like, what's going on with the water? I can't have a shower. It's not working. It was like weird. As the day went on, it got worse, and downstairs bathroom, all of it basically, there's like a tiny bit of water coming out of the sink in the kitchen. Apart from that, it's pretty much game over for the bathrooms and
the
shower.
Is it just your house?
Well, that's the thing. I actually texted my neighbours to be like, are you guys having the same issue? And they were like, we're actually down the country for a few days. We're not around. So I was like, I don't really know anyone else around to ask. But yeah, it is actually ridiculously limiting. I was like, because then I was looking it up on Irish Water. And I put in my address and there was nothing really coming up from my address, but in like the wider area, like close enough to where I am, and like in a mile or two, but still like a good mile or so away. So right. I don't know if that would even be relevant. It was like there's works on a reservoir in the area. It might affect like areas around it.
Well, but a bit away from you.
A bit away from me, yeah. But I was like, I don't know anything about this. Maybe that's affecting me here as well. So they were saying works were until 5 o'clock. So I was like, grand. Give it till then at least. And then they said, give it like 3 or 4 hours for it. The tanks to refill or whatever. So it's a grant. Surely by this morning, it'll be back. Mm. So I've got, I'm disgusting. Didn't shower yesterday because there's no water. And then this morning, got up earlier because I was like, right, I need to have a shower before I go to work.
Not a drop.
I'm stinking.
Yeah,
absolutely
gross.
Stink
really bad.
I know, but honestly, what do people do who didn't have it for 2 weeks? I'm thinking.
I don't know. But
oh my God, the amount of baby wipes I must have got through.
I also feel like you're being very calm about the whole situation. If I didn't have water, I wouldn't be like onto Ishka, the website. I'd be like going around my neighbours, being like, do you not have water? Is this me? Is just a me thing? Is this my house thing? Like, do I need to get a plumber in? Like, is there something broken?
Yeah, but I think that panic's going to start today because I think I was under the false sense of security that
it was everyone.
This was on 4 or 5 hours later, it'll be back. I was like, by the but sure, look, if I'm according to this, which is in somewhat kind of my area, then tomorrow it'll be fine. So what I've done is I've tweeted them.
Nice.
That's my retaliation this morning. I've said, at Irish Water, can you follow me for a DM, please?
Oh, very good. You're one of those people.
Yeah, because I don't want to give out my address on Twitter.
Yeah, fair enough.
But at Irish Water, good morning. sent you a tweet. You let me know if there'll be a drop of water later or if I have to ask David Hammond if I can use his shower. Please.
And the answer will be no.
No, okay. Or if not, if I have to shower in this building today, which is a bit gross. Please let me know. Love you, bye. You're on Spin.
Recharged.
Beyonce and Break My Soul on Spin. It's Emma and Dave with you and we have some news. Now I know it's been a big week on the show of news, hasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing has happened.
This news I think is good news.
Okay.
I think it's exciting news for people and frustrating news for others.
Who would it be frustrating for?
People who are really bad at it.
Oh, I thought you meant people who used to do the show with us and now are gone.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about this!
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey,
hey. What? It's back, baby!
The Golden Ticket. Oh, my God. Okay, this is a game that we played on the show when we first kind of started the show. And we went all the way for 2 years and then for some reason we stopped about a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I don't know really why.
Did it stop for around Christmas?
Oh God, Dave, I think it started stop last summer sometime. Well,
is that when it? Okay.
I think it's been a good while since we paid the golden ticket. If you have no idea what the golden ticket is, it's an amazing prize. That's for grabs. But it's a tough game.
It is,
and you kind of need to know your music. But also, it's also a very fluky game that you could win it just, you know, it all depends on what songs come up.
Yeah, true. You could know every single song on the list and just absolutely storm it. But we have, as typical, we have an unbelievable prize on the golden ticket if you win it, because it's a tough game, so it must be a big prize. If you win the golden ticket, you will win your flights, 7 nights at Pierre and Bacon's Village in Fuerteventura, so you can kick back, relax and enjoy the sun. This is all thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
What you need to do sounds pretty simple. You need to identify 5 songs in 25 seconds.
Simple as that.
It has been a while since we played this game, and now we need you to come on and give this a lash. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. That is how you register, like old L times. Golden to 087 711 1038. Message us right now for your chance to win.
Now, don't forget, you do have to be over 18 to play, and full T's and C's are on spin1038.com. If you want to play, it's just the word golden, 087 711 1038.
Good morning, it is Em and Dave here at Spin. What's going on?
Good morning, what's happening? I feel like very privileged to be in this position, right? But over the last couple of days, me and my girlfriend have been trying to figure out, where the hell are we going to go on holidays? I feel like it's such a privileged question to ask, but like, oh, where should we go on holidays in the summer? But I'm also like, I don't know where to go. Mm. We kind of landed on Italy, right?
Okay, brilliant.
But I don't know, is Italy a kind of place where you can have the beach and a pool?
That's so weird. We are two in sync. You know I'm going to Italy in May.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so I've booked Italy and I've only booked the flight over, not the flight home, because like that, I want to see a bit of the place, but I also want a bit of beaching and okay. I need to do a bit of research. So at the moment, we've booked the flight into Milan, but might come back from way further south.
Yes, I like this. You could like rent a car and go down or something.
Well, I was thinking that and I was like, Italian drivers scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, they're famously bad.
If I already can't drive on the wrong side of the road without a bit of practice, I don't think I can take them on. But I was also thinking the train system's great, Dave, and you could travel down the left-hand side of the country all you want.
All the way down to the boot.
Bit of the Amalfi Coast, all that. It just depends on what your trip wants to be. A lot of people say you have to go Florence, you have to go Rome, the Amalfi Coast, Masterclass.
I don't care if I'm in Italy and I'm like, by a pool and by a beach, I won't care what country I'm in.
That's the truth.
Do you know what I mean? I don't care. Honestly, I could be wherever. As long as it has a beach and a pool, that's all I want.
And also, you have to bear in mind as well, do you want to be the sweaty guy getting on and off train? Or
exactly.
Do you want to just chill?
I don't want to do the whole, like, you know, getting trains. And I just want to fly there, get a taxi to the place, and then go by the pool.
I honestly think, and I hate that I'm not going to use the word, but I am the most unattractive human being in heat, right, as it stands.
So, Emma's in heat, you hear it here first.
When I am dealing with the heat, I am a slug.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I am a pale pink slug.
It's just us as Irish people.
And
if
you're going away with your other half and not with your friend who's also a sweaty slug,
yeah,
you kind of feel like you have to look some way decent. So I'm nervous about that already.
And it's especially right now, the Italians are also good looking. It's going to be so annoying. I don't want to do a Lanzarote. I don't want to do, you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Fair enough, I'm going to Kerry.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
You're on Spin. Here's Gracie Abrams.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Gracie Abrams and That's So True on Spin. It's Em and Dave coming up on 10 past 8. And in case you just joined us, it's back.
Get ready. Spin
1038. Golden ticket. Hey, yeah. What is it saying there? It sounds like it's saying Gertie. I don't even know what it's saying.
I actually didn't hear that. It went totally over my head. Will we hear it again?
Please.
Okay, what is this thing saying? Gertie.
Spin 1038.
No clue.
Gertie.
All right. This is, despite what it's saying there in the music thing, this is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. All right. It's back. We want to sort you out with 7 nights in the sun. Oh, thanks to sunlight.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Sorting you out with your flights and 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura, so you can just kick back, relax and enjoy the sun.
Fuerteventura. 5 songs need to be guessed here in 25 seconds. This does feel like quite the throwback on the show this morning. It's back, baby. And on to give it a go for the first time in forever is Sarah. Sarah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Grant, did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
Good stuff. Do you
it felt long, it was good.
Yeah, that's, that rarely happens. So when it does, it feels like a real treat. Yeah.
Did you say it felt long?
Yeah, it did.
That's the dream. What did you do?
I'm moving house, so I had a lot to do with that, and I kind of just spent a lot of time by myself, so maybe that's why it felt long.
You do need that every now and again. Now, some weekends when I know all my housemates are going to be gone, I'm a little bit like, oh God, I'm going to be so bored. But by the end of it, I'm like, that was lovely. I am a great fun to hang out with.
Yeah, and once you learn that as you get older, it's like, do you know what? Actually, all right.
Not bad. Sarah, what's the story for the rest of the day?
Just heading into work at the moment.
What do you do?
I work in marketing partnerships for festivals and things.
Very nice.
Oh,
that is a cool job.
That was a crack.
Very, very nice, Sarah. All right, well, do you remember the golden ticket? Were you listening to this show when the golden ticket was around?
I do. I really wanted to come on and play for it, so.
But you never
I'm very
did,
happy right
no?
Now. No.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see if we can get you this prize. You're in need of a holiday away. We're going to sort you out with your flights in 7 nights at Pierre and Bacon's Village in Fuerteventura. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the sun with sunway.ie. All right, here we go. This is the golden ticket. You've heard this game before, so I'm going to even ask the questions. Do you remember how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you remember how many songs and artists you need to guess?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Sarah. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Sarah?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Does this feel like a bit of a throwback this morning?
It feels like a throwback to me. I can't believe I'm saying all of this again.
Yeah, it definitely does. I forgot about the swap, but I'm still really nervous.
I am as well, to be honest with you. But Sarah, I think you're going to do absolutely brilliantly on this. Where are you from?
Malahide.
Sarah from Malahide, the best of luck. Song one on the golden ticket. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem. Get
his
back.
No, it's like
the real Sin Shady.
It's a magician's name.
Oh, Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
No.
Houdini.
Yes, stop the clock. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
Oh, okay. It was a tough one. It was a tough one. We need to take in a few deep breaths,
I think, before we
continue.
Yeah.
Sarah. You got there eventually. You ruled out any other potential name that song ever could have had. I'd say deliberated in all those song titles before he landed on Houdini.
Yeah.
That cost
I'm not
you
a fan.
15 seconds, Sarah. So there's 10 left on the clock.
Sarah, we're on to song two. Now, I don't know song two. I think it's quite new. So remember, if you don't know it, you can swap it. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Swap. All right, good choice. Good choice. Let's swap it out. Oh, I have missed that sound. All right, we have swapped it out. We have changed it for a brand new song too, and you're back to 10 seconds left on the clock. Sarah, song two, a brand new one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Wherever, whenever, Ava Max.
Yes, stop the clock. Beautiful. Well done. Really, really good. So that's whatever. Kygo and Ava Max, a good tune. And it means you're into song three. Sarah, this is a really good start. For the first time, the golden ticket has been back.
No.
It really is, honestly. It's very, very good.
You're doing very well. You're using the game really well. You're using your swap really well.
We've had a lot worse players, believe me, Sarah. All right.
Okay,
we only have 4 seconds left on the clock, but let's see if we can get song three anyway. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Tell me, baby, when
you fall asleep. Keen to Crow, who's making you feel it?
Stop the clock.
Girl.
This is spot on. That was amazing. Now, it is Keen to Crow.
It is
Keen to Crow, and who's making you feel it? The thing is, we have only 1 second left for song four. Ooh. That's the only problem.
But if you can defy time,
yeah.
We have potential for a very exciting few moments here.
So let's have a listen to this song. Song four plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I know you're hurting. And stop the clock. I'm so sorry, Sarah. Do you have any idea?
I actually don't think I knew that one. I think it was Ella Henderson.
Yeah, what's the name?
What's the song?
Oh, I really like Ella Henderson, but all the songs sound the same.
I couldn't agree more. I
really like her, but they all just sound like the same song over and over again. Sarah, you did so well. Fair play to you. You're giving us faith that, you know, we can definitely get a winner on this.
Yeah,
soon.
Definitely.
Trying it on again, gal.
That was Ella Henderson.
Thank you so much,
take
guys.
Care of you, Sarah. You were spot on. It was Ella Henderson. Congratulations. And you were absolutely deadly at it. So well done. So we hope we hear from you again, Sarah. Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Definitely.
See you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, I can't believe it's back.
The holiday remains. If you would like to win your way to Fuerteventura, even for 7 nights. Get in touch now to try and play tomorrow. Golden, yes. In a WhatsApp. Get in early. It is back. Do a bit of research, yeah?
Yeah.
Listen out to Spin.
I know that there's like a golden ticket playlist somewhere on Spotify that someone set up, so maybe that'll come back.
Maybe they need to update it with the more recent songs.
I would recommend doing that.
I have to say as well, and I'm not just saying this to be cruel or mean, but song 5, so doable, I'd say.
Really?
Especially for an Irish person.
Oh, I think it's tough enough now,
really?
To be honest. Yeah.
All right. Golden in a WhatsApp if you want to register early for tomorrow's game. 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Eminem and Houdini, song 1 in this morning's Golden Ticket. It is Emma and Dave. Hope all is good with you this morning.
Yeah, keep that, write that down now. Houdini is the name of it, just in case it comes up again.
Not Abracababra.
No, exactly.
Good guess, though.
Good restaurant. Listen, I saw a video doing the rounds last Friday from, it was obviously Valentine's Day on Friday, and it was a massive queue outside Sprout & Co. on Dawson Street. Mm. And it went down Dawson Street and around the corner onto Nassau Street. And I was like, what's going on? They must have a brand new salad or something.
People just love kale.
Yeah.
On Valentine's
Day. I think that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah. In there, yeah, really nice salads, yeah? And stuff, yeah.
Salads and stuff, yeah. So I was wondering what the hell was going on with this massive queue. It turns out that to celebrate Valentine's Day, Sprout were giving away a free dinner for all singles across Dublin, if you were from 7 to 8 p.m., right? So all you need to do to get this free dinner from Sprout was to show a dating app at the door, to show your dating profile.
I was talking to someone who's in a relationship the other day who said, I'm thinking about asking herself to download the app and we'll just go in for a free salad.
You have to celebrate.
Yeah, what a lovely way to celebrate Valentine's Day.
I'm sure you have to. Yeah, like, talk about cheapskate, for God's sake. Let the singles have something. But yeah, your meal was on Sprout & Co. if you could go in and prove that you were single.
Great way for people to chat in the queue as well on Valentine's Day.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. Imagine being in a queue being like, oh my God, everyone around here is single. Nice.
Yeah, so like, this is the perfect place to like chat and, you know, find out what's going on with people, and they also live healthy lives because they're going to Sprout. So if you are looking for someone who's healthy, there you go. They're in the queue with you. So I thought that was pretty cool. You can go for a little acai bowl together, and very cool of Sprout to be doing that for Valentine's Day. So it got me thinking of other places that should do free things on certain days to help, and like, not even just to help, but I think this would be really good for marketing.
Absolutely.
So marketing departments, you can have this for free. Have a listen to this, right? So for St. Bridget's Day, I think Kildare County Council could give away free crosses, right? Free St. Bridget crosses.
Yeah.
If you can prove your name is Bridget, or if you knit them a blanket.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Pancake Tuesday, Lemon on Drury Street. Listen up, I'm doing your marketing for you. Give away free pancakes if people come in and do the flip themselves.
Very good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a successful flip or a double flip. Endless pancakes for the week.
And you could set it out outside, so you don't have to have like the people coming into your kitchen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just set it outside with the little pan and there you go, flip the pancake, there you go, you get the pancake for free. On New Year's Day, I think National Lottery should give you a free lotto entry if you can prove that you have less than a tenner in your account, because December has been tough.
Absolutely.
You're coming into January and you're going to have nothing. So
imagine getting a winner based on that situation. Unreal.
That's what I'm saying. I think you should get a free lotto entry. Also on New Year's Day, free taxi ride if you can prove that you couldn't get a taxi last night.
Yes.
Do you know the way, like, you'd always be booking a taxi on New Year's Eve or whatever, but you can never get home, you have to walk home.
But they can see those stats of how long you were looking for a driver,
exactly,
how long you were standing around, kind of where you were standing,
there,
and all the rest. So there you go, deserved.
So if you can prove you couldn't get a taxi last night, you get a taxi on New Year's Day for free. On Black Friday, you get a free item of clothing if you can guess how much that free item of clothing is discounted.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, if it's like 20% off or whatever it is. On Christmas Eve, you should get free wrapping of all your presents if you look like you're freaking out. Do you know what I mean? If you're panicking.
Yeah, if there's stress on
I'm
your
panicking.
Head.
Panicking.
Yeah.
And you could see that. Like, you could set that up in Brown Thomas or something, and you could see the fellas coming in, you know, with the buying last minute presents. Just be like, come here. That's proof enough.
Yeah.
Come here and I'll wrap your presents for you. And Paddy's Day, free 00s if you're the designated driver.
Bloody loot.
There is your marketing department done. There's your Q2s for the next couple of Q's.
In general, the 00s should be a quarter of the price.
Dead right.
In my humble opinion, while we're at it, look at you shuffling your pages now.
There you go.
Job well done.
Marketing departments, listen up.
Emma and Dave, it's coming up on 8:30.
Hello.
And I've something to tell you on this morning's show, and as per looking for your advice, you listening this morning. Essentially, in short, and I'll give you more details in a few minutes' time, next month my boyfriend Jack is off to Madrid on a stag, right?
Nice.
Now, I'm obviously in this relationship only since last summer, and I'm starting to think that maybe I've messed this up a little bit.
The whole relationship?
Well, this particular situation, I don't know if I've handled the best. But anyway, then I'm like, no, it's grand. So look, I don't know. You tell me. 087 711 1038 is the number. Essentially, the stag is happening in Madrid next month. And my auntie lives in Madrid with my cousins. And yeah, we'd be close enough to, despite the distance between us and all the rest. I was with them in Thailand last okay. year, right? And I haven't seen them in ages. And I was thinking then, because my auntie Joan, who lives there, was often like, I'd love to meet Jack now at some point. Lovely, yeah. Lovely that you've met someone, all the rest. And I kind of said, oh, come here over the weekend. I said, sure, why don't I come over to Madrid on the Sunday of the stag? Like, won't put in a row on you. Sure, while you're there, and we can spend a few days and you can meet my family. And you also need to know that Jack is a very polite guy. So now I'm starting to doubt everything. He was like, yeah, sure. Sounds lovely, babe. That sounds lovely. And I'm wondering if I'm crossing a line by suggesting to join him on the Sunday of a stag when it's over, in my defence. Okay, Dave, hold your thoughts.
I will.
Okay, hear me out here. Go to Madrid, as in me, or don't go in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038. I need go in a WhatsApp or not go in a WhatsApp. And as always, I will do whatever you tell me to do here. 087 711 1038. Get in touch, please. Asking you this morning, the simple question, go or don't go. Essentially,
yeah,
what's going on here is my boyfriend Jack has a stag in Madrid next month, all right? And this is why I need your voice, because I'm very out of the loop when it comes to relationships. Haven't been one in a long time, so I kind of forget the rules sometimes, I suppose. What's right, what's wrong, etc.
We all do.
And my family, so my aunt and my cousins, who I don't get to see very often because they live in Spain, they actually live in Madrid. And my auntie has been messaging me like loads. We'd be close enough despite but we went to Thailand together last year. Haven't actually seen them since, bar from a day or two over the summer.
Okay.
So I just kind of went, oh my God, this would be a great opportunity for us to go see Joan and my cousins and my uncle and all and stuff. I was like, sure, I could just pop over after the stag. Like, what's the stag? Friday to Sunday. Sure, when the boys like leave, I can just arrive. Maybe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Jack is a very
perfect,
very polite human being. And he says, yes, of course, darling. Sounds lovely.
Sounds wonderful. There's nothing I'd rather do.
I'd love that. And when I mentioned this to my sister, she was like, you've said what? I was like, Laura, he seemed really cool with this. I don't know what your problem is. He seemed absolutely fine with the whole idea. So I'm asking you this morning what I should do. Go or don't go. Stephen is standing
by. Stephen, what do you think? Go or don't go?
Don't. I think the Sunday is the best day of it.
The Sunday is the best day of it.
Yeah, it's definitely the best.
Why is the best day?
Well, it's because the last day.
But now my understanding now is, right, I wouldn't be like tearing them away from the boys. I'm thinking that like the last day is and they'd be going home that day anyway. Do you get me?
Yeah, I get you. I mean, it tend to be, you have a blowout on the last day.
You have a blowout on the last day.
Yeah, probably the giddiness as well.
That's what
the last
I do anyway.
Few days. Okay. All right, so you're saying under no circumstances go, yes?
You shouldn't, no.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much. That is noted.
Thank you, Stephen.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Evan.
All right, okay, grand. Dave?
I love this so much because I know from what you've said that Jack is just so polite, and I know instantly when you were like, will I just pop over to Madrid on the Sunday, the last day, that he was like, yeah.
Did his heart stop?
Yeah, it would have dropped a little bit, I'd say.
It would have
dropped a bit. Like, for me, if I was on a stag and the last day is on the Sunday, I don't want to see you till Thursday. Like, I'm going to be a different person.
So basically leaving the boys on the Sunday, hanging out with me and then meeting my family wouldn't be ideal.
He's going to want to like relax a little bit. Like, you'd almost want a holiday after the stag.
But that's what I'm offering.
You're not.
Hi, babe.
You're offering him dinner with your family where he has to be on.
How's chicken on? Susanna's there.
Don't go to Madrid for the stag. Half the crack is in the airport and he'll miss it. tickets, flights to Madrid are 50 quid during the year. Go another time with him. Don't be ruining the last day of his stag. He'll have to be thinking about it on the Saturday night for that kind of stuff. Don't do it.
Susanna, what about the environment? Has anyone considered the environment in all this? All right, come on. Tell me, is there anyone with me on this? This is a practical decision.
Yes.
Should I join the stag?
For the environment, yes. For your relationship, no.
Just for the one before they head to the airport, will I? Go or don't go to Madrid. Voice notes welcome, 087 711 103. I've been asking you for your advice this morning. Essentially, my boyfriend's heading on a stag in Madrid next month. I have family in Madrid he hasn't met, and I said to myself, wait now, doesn't it make lots of practical sense for you to go and enjoy your stag and for me to just arrive when it's over on the Sunday and we go off and extend the trip by a few days? Thought that would be a nice way to extend the trip, etc.
I just love this for
I've
you.
I've been asking for your advice. Should I go or not go? 087 711 1038. Babs is there. Hello.
How are you?
Good. Is it Babs? Is that your name?
It is Babs, yeah.
Babs, lovely name. All right, Babs, what do you think? Should Emma go
absolutely
on the stag or not go?
Not.
Okay, talk to me. Talk to me. Why is this so criminal?
No, give him his moment. Don't be a candle blower outer.
Right.
A candle blower outer. Now, I can kind of see, Babs, where Emma's coming from, where she's saying, you know, the stag will be over. What do you think?
It is over, but it's not fully over until they all fly back together, finish off the stag, they're done.
Okay.
Right, okay. Now,
Emma, you're not allowed to come within 10 feet of that stag.
Are you serious, Babs?
Yeah, you're not that girl, Emma. You are not that girl.
I need to be a bit cooler, do I?
Yeah, don't be that partner.
Up the coolness, drop.
Go and see the aunt a couple of weeks later.
Right.
Yeah. Bash, bosh.
Yeah.
But we're giving him his moment here with the stag.
Babs, noted. Appreciate you looking out for me. Thank you very much.
I love it,
Babs. Godspeed.
Have a great day.
Happy Monday.
Have a great
one. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
I love Babs.
I want Babs to be my life coach.
Honestly, really, really good life coaching right there from
Bish,
Babs.
Bish, bash, bosh, in and out. Absolutely not. Don't be that girl. Cannonball router. We move. Thank you.
Carl is also on.
Emma, you're bleeding mad. Are you looking to get broken up with?
Right.
Jesus, that's freaky.
Carl heard you tell the story and he kind of died. He was like, oh God. No.
That's freaky.
Now, I will say this, right? Everyone listen needs to relax, okay? Because I can kind of see where you're coming from. I can kind of see where you're coming from.
That's surprising.
Because you obviously want to go and be like, right, well, you're already there. And you don't have to come home early. Or, you know, you don't have to go home with the lads. I'll just meet you there. But I also kind of understand where everyone else... Like, I see where you're coming from.
Right.
But I don't think you've thought about it.
But you're wrong.
I see what you're trying to do. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, darling. Everything be lovely. Sounds absolutely lovely.
There's a couple of texts in, which I'm absolutely loving. Stop it, Emma. He'll be bullied. Don't. Stay away.
That
comes in from John. I think he would. I think, like, instantly you'd just be like...
Jack's missus is coming over.
Yeah.
Has to behave himself.
It'd be the first day and you'd be like, right, 7 o'clock, your missus is nearly here. So you should probably, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be that kind of crap.
Lad banter.
Yeah,
like, okay.
lad banter.
Lads.
Lad of don't goes. He needs to own the holiday, the tiredness, the crack on WhatsApp with the lads afterwards. Meeting your family will make his weekend a different weekend because he knows he's going to have to be fresh. So that's actually quite a good shout, to be fair.
Fair enough.
And let the man enjoy it in peace.
Anyone consider the environment and all of this? And the flights?
Not one person considering the environment.
Karen was on as well.
Emma, love.
Oh,
don't be that girl. Don't be that girlfriend. You're going to ruin his whole weekend.
Right.
The boys are going to be slagging him that his girlfriend is coming over. Just, no, Emma, don't do it to him, please. No.
Right, is that 100% success rate for the don't go?
I thought it was.
We landed on 100%.
I thought it was until Stephen just texted in. And Stephen said...
Stephen, a male.
The stag is finished. Everyone's dying on the last day. He'll be grand. Stephen thinks you should go. So, with that, the votes are now counted and verified. And with... 1% saying you should go, you should not go. This has been fun. This has been a fun day on the show.
You're loving it.
Emma's been learning, right? So basically, her fella's going on a stag, and she was wondering, will she go over on the very, very last day of the stag when everyone's going home? Because she has family over in Spain where the stag is in Madrid. So will she just pop over on the Sunday and sure, you can meet in the airport and just go to your family from there while all the lads get on the plane back to Dublin? Mm. And everyone in the world, bar Stephen, is saying don't do that. Definitely don't do that. I was saying I kind of understood where Emma's coming from. Like, you do kind of want to think of the environment. You do kind of want to be like, yeah, I'll go at a later point. You know what I mean? I'll go at the very, very last flight. That way he can have Sunday to die and the lads will go home and he can stay there and chill by the pool or whatever. You'll meet him and then the next day you can go to your family or whatever. Yeah. I can kind of see what you mean, but also it's the last day of the stag. It's a bit of crack. You want to go to the airport. I can kind of see where you're coming from though.
Mark was on.
Dave, if you can see where she's coming from, then clearly you've been doing that girly quiz way too often.
Do you think I'm becoming one?
Is that what's happening? I really understand where you're coming from, Emma. Like, I get it.
We just need to see, you know, where women are coming from. And that's just me. I'm a feminist.
Hello, what's the story?
Good morning, happy Monday.
17th of February, the month is flying in. It's going to be summer in no time. Bring it all on.
Yes, hell yeah.
For some reason, I don't know, I can't remember why.
Oh no, what's going on?
It's weird. We have Friday for some reason, but...
Oh yeah, bizarre Friday. Mm. Valentine's Day.
We all ended up in the pub really early.
Yeah.
Like, a few of us work people ended up in the pub really early.
Yeah.
Can't remember why.
After a very normal show.
After a really normal day, really normal show. Everything was grand. Anyway, when I got home in the afternoon, you know my big Arsene Wenger coat? Yeah.
You know my big arse. Yeah, I do know your big Arsene Wenger coat.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, good. I wish I had a big arse. It's absolutely huge. It's really big. And I'm going to just say that...
You're talking about your arse now or the coat?
Definitely the coat. Unfortunately, my arse isn't big. When I got home, I met my boyfriend Jack, who was there, and I was absolutely exhausted. It was a very emotional day.
Of course.
And we'd been out way too And I was like, I'm just going to have a little nap here. We'd ordered a Chinese, and I was like, I'm just going to have a little nap for the half an hour before that arrives. Okay, then I'll be really good company, and hello, how are you?
That sounds great.
And he just said, please, I just ask you to do one thing before you go for a nap. And I was like, what? And he was like, will you just take off the coat? And I was like, why? I don't understand why that bothers you so much.
That would bother me.
You're going for a nap on the couch. Would you just lose the coat? And I was like, would you just let me be? Let me live. What's wrong with being in this lovely big coat? He can't cope.
No, I'm with him.
He's also
I'm with
one of those people that if you go for a nap in the afternoon, you can't wear any of your regular clothes.
You have to change into pyjamas?
Yeah.
No, that's weird.
Would you not be into that?
No, no. But like, I'd go to sleep in normal clothes, but the coat, I...
I was a big lump of a thing.
It would look like you were just there and he's doing his bits around you and it would just look like you're like, oh, that's Emma. Yeah, we haven't moved her yet.
Like, it's one of those coats that it goes down to your ankle, yeah. And it's like massive.
It's a big sleeping bag of a thing.
He was like, darling, just by all means go for a sleep, but please get the coat. I was like, will you let me be?
Honestly, I think of Hugh Grant every time you talk about him.
Wake me up whenever the Chinese arrive, please.
Now, I need to preface this by saying, yes, I did stay in a very, very posh hotel over the weekend for Valentine's weekend, but what I will say is I didn't pay for it, right? I won it in a competition. It was amazing, okay? I didn't pay for it. There's no way in hell I was paying for this thing.
Did you tell your girlfriend that you won this?
I did, yeah.
Okay, because initially you weren't gonna.
No, I was gonna be like, look what I've got you, darling, but no, she knows full well I would not be able to afford this place.
Right.
But we went out to this very, very posh restaurant down in County Cork, boy. And it was absolutely stunning. It was great. And we went for dinner on both nights. And the thing I really liked about the posh place is that it had a piano player.
Cool.
Not a singer, which I love. I don't want you to sing to me.
Very White Lotus vibes.
Yes.
Hotels where there's just someone playing
just
in reception.
Just playing the piano. Yeah. It was wonderful. So at the dinner, at the restaurant, and someone would come in and they'd play the piano and you'd be, you know what I mean? It would be almost like by the way, there's live music coming in 10 minutes. You'd be like, oh no, God, I want to be able to chat and sit down. But it's just this lovely piano.
The soundtrack to your conversation rather than dominating.
Yeah. But then the next night, the piano was still, there was a new piano player. There was still piano, there was still like music playing, But it was a different piano player, and he was a little bit cooler than the one the night before. The one the night before was very, you know, like suit and tie, and you know what I mean? Almost like expect him to flap the suit jacket behind him and start playing the piano. But this guy was a little bit quirky, and he was playing very well-known songs on the piano, which we were kind of turning it into a game. What's that song? Do you know what I mean? So he started off with this. You got it?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. And Back to Black, I think. Amy Winehouse, anyway. It was so, so good. We were really enjoying it. And we were like, oh, yeah, that's
brilliant.
But there was, again, no singing. So we were kind of almost singing ourselves. Do you know what I mean? And so then it went to this. You got it?
Can I guess?
Yeah, go on.
Coldplay.
It's Fix You, I think.
Damn
it is.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, it is Fix You.
So there was Back to Black, there was Coldplay. It was all very nice. Then this happened. Pirates of the Caribbean.
To be honest, if I'm declaring my love to my other half or having a real deep conversation, you've lost me with Pirates. Like,
I know. I'll just.
Sorry, babe.
So I was loving it, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, very nice. Like a little bit left of field, but very good." Because then he went back to this after. Bublé. Everything, I think it's called.
Beautiful.
So I was like, all right, he's gone back to the normal songs. And then he went and he played this.
When you learn to work and play,
what's this?
I get along with each other. Hey!
It's Hey Arthur.
No way.
Hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
You definitely slipped him a few notes.
I was having a ball.
You
this
like
was so
this.
Much.
Go home, man. Go home.
It was so weird. Then he kind of went a little bit back to normal, but also not really. I had a feeling
you've
that
lost
we were,
all sense of what's normal or not. At this
yeah,
stage,
have a listen to the next one. It's like, are we dying on the Titanic?
Over me, creme brulee.
And then I thought, all right, he has to end on something strong.
Yeah.
And he didn't even end on this. He went on to continue his set. But the next song, I just kind of almost had to be like, that was brilliant. Well done. Why the hell not? He was having fun with it. It was Valentine's weekend and he thought, ah, sod it. Let's play this.
No da, 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 da. You, every woman in the restaurant looking expectantly, is this the time? Da, da. Was it my fella who queued this up because he
no,
wants
but
to
it was,
down on one knee?
It was 20th Century Fox. Do you remember
no,
the start of a movie? No, it's 20th Century Fox.
The whole time I thought it was Here Comes the Bride. I don't know why.
No, it was 20th Century Fox at the start of a movie. You'll hear it and it'll go da, 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 da.
No, now I'm with you.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I hope we got a raise
he
after
was
the weekend.
Deadly.
That is class. It turns out that builders in the UK, and I presume here as well, it's just a report that happens to be based in the UK, are making a load of money putting up soundproofing, blocking out the noise from neighbours in kind of big urban areas.
I'd love this now. I'd love this like just in my room, just in general. I'd love to not hear anyone coming in the hallway, not anyone next door to my room, not anyone upstairs. I don't want any of it.
I don't want to know. Exactly. And I think in a lot of houses, no matter where you are, even if someone's in the sitting room chatting underneath it, you're still getting the murmurs and the vibes. I'm like, soundproof this thing up. I want to go to sleep.
I know.
But the reason, I suppose, that's being reported on a lot of these cases is because typically in like London, if there's an apartment next to an apartment, and because they go back to back, you've got a bed here and a bed here, and a wall is like paper in the middle.
Yeah.
And naturally, when people are doing their thing late at night, if you know what I'm saying, it's causing big problems.
Oh, you mean?
Exactly that. They're fed up of hearing everything, is what they're saying. And the searches for soundproofing shot up by 148% around Valentine's Day. Hence this, right? A guy from Soundproofing Ur Us, who's obviously making a killing at the moment, said people want peace and quiet, but if you live in a flat or a terraced house, noise travels so easily. And in London, the number of people with noisy neighbours is at about 20%. The other stuff, loud music, parties and arguments and stuff. But the bedroom stuff is particularly, I think, causing people grief. Mm. And they're saying that the sessions last around 33 minutes of annoying noise.
33 minutes?
That's a long time.
Oh my God.
I think so. Most people hear it at least once a week, and then 1 in 10 people are dealing with this on the daily. And the worst part, they're saying, is it normally kicks off between midnight and 2 a.m. It's very late in the day.
Are we so old? That one that we're like, that's very late. And two, 33 minutes? That's ridiculous. We're like, one and done, 4 minutes, and we'll do it between 8:30 and 9.
And by 9 o'clock, it'll wait for me.
And we can watch Dermot Bannon after that, and then we go to bed.
But I was thinking, to save yourself a few quid when it comes to getting your place soundproofed, instead, there's loads of ways that I think are foolproof, okay? All you got to do is retaliate with the most unsexy noises ever.
Okay.
To just kill whatever's about to kick off or whatever's in action. So when I was thinking of what would really kill the mood for me, well, the sound of people chewing.
Oh. Oh, I hate it.
Just blare this.
Oh, it's awful.
Volume in your own room.
Right up to the wall.
You can actually get this as a sound effect, or you can just retaliate between 12 and 2 and start pull the Hoover out, lad. Honestly.
Yeah.
There's no way I could keep going.
Now, to be fair, I'd probably be okay with that because, yeah, it's white noise. Dark noise or whatever it is, like that would send me to sleep.
But you don't want that because you're in the middle of getting.
No, I mean for me, I'd happily leave the Hoover on. If people next door were annoying me, I'd be like, Grant, put the Hoover on.
Yeah, that's the way to drown them out. Gotcha. Vinyls ever at the moment?
Vinyls.
Scratch one of your vinyls.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's nothing more annoying than this.
CDs used to do that.
It was so annoying. Just do that on purpose. I'm dealing with this a lot at the moment and there's absolutely zero sexy about it, lads.
Is that you at next door?
A whining dog is never fun, and the most unsexy thing of all, the sound of a kid's toy.
These are really niche, Emma.
They're
really, like, that would drive me insane. But also, the one thing that I think I have to give it to you, the CD stopping, the vinyl stopping, I'd be banging on the wall. I'd be like, will you play the whole song?
Yeah, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But that would wrap it up for people nicely.
It absolutely would.
Save a few bob in the soundproofing. Bada bing, bada boom.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Good morning. KFC's Zinger Double Down is back across KFC in Ireland until the 16th of March, and they've given us prizes to give away to celebrate the Zinger Double Down. It's full on spice with 2 Zinger fillets, spicy supercharger sauce, 2 cheese slices and crispy hash brown as well. We got cash to give away. All you have to do is come on and tell us a Zinger.
Noelle's there. Hello.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. All right, real quick. Come on, Noelle. Give us a joke.
Tell us a Zinger.
Did you hear about the Mexican fireman who had twins?
Did you hear about the Mexican fireman who had twins? I didn't.
I didn't.
What about him?
One Jose and the other one Jose B.
Hey! I do like that one, in fairness,
though. You're going to laugh from me.
Actually, we didn't laugh. We did a little, hey! So I'll give you this. I'll give you that.
Well, your opportunity now to double down. Do you want to go for 200 quid? If so, you need to hit us with another joke.
Oh no, can I stay?
That's honestly the funniest thing that you could have done, is panic and go, actually, no.
Like, I had the one joke that I heard a piece. That's all I can give you this morning.
Is that your joke, Noelle?
Oh no, actually, I do have another joke.
Okay, go on.
Right, okay. Which celebrity is always ready for cereal?
Which celebrity is always ready for cereal?
I don't know, tell me.
Reese Witherspoon.
That's very good. I haven't actually heard that, and I like it, Noelle. Congratulations.
I've heard Reese Witherspoon's joke, but never in that context.
Yeah, I like it.
Listen, you've just won yourself 200 euro in
cash. Nice one, Noelle.
Oh, Noelle.
Aren't you so happy that you had the second joke now?
I am. Thanks, Tom.
Noelle, congratulations. Have a great day. Good luck.
Thanks, Noelle.
Emma, you know my favourite football team.
Oh, Manchester United got to help you, yeah. Well, my brothers as well. He's having a tough time of it.
I was about to ask you, so you do know something about Manchester United. Do you know where we are in the league?
Second last.
We are 15th. We are fifth last.
Fifth last. Fifth okay, last. close.
And I'm at the point now where I'm just like, isn't that mad?
Delirious.
Isn't that feckin' mad?
Are the supporters still showing up to every game?
Yeah, we have good supporters. Just don't have good players.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Or a good board.
Remember Ronaldo came back. That was exciting for you.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
We get that back. We get him back, will we?
What age is he now? 52.
He's 40 now.
Is he?
He's exactly 40 from the other day.
I'm sure my dad used to play over 40 soccer and they were all right.
Okay.
Maybe Ronaldo will be good at that too.
Right. What? We'll get Ronaldo back.